Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
What's up, everybody? Lauren Ash here. A little something different this week. Now, we needed to take this week off because of our schedules and travel that we have happening, but instead of just having a dark week on the show, we thought we'd give you a little something extra. That's right. Friend of the podcast, How to Survive with Danielle and Christine, has offered to let us run an episode of their show here featuring me, Lauren Ash. What more do you want? These ladies are hilarious. I had the best time guesting on their show, and if you haven't listened to it yet, this gives you the perfect opportunity. So enjoy this episode of How to Survive with Danielle and Christine, entitled How to Survive Mudslides and Shitting Your Pants with Lauren Ash.
Welcome to How to Survive. We're here to get you through the stuff that can kill you.
Oh, you mean like bear attacks and earthquakes and fires?
Totally. And the stuff that makes you wish you were dead.
Yeah, like having your heart broken or peeing your pants or peeing your pants a second time.
Check, check, check.
Yeah. We should just play the music.
Yeah.
Ground is shaking under our feet. Mountains on fire, flooding in the street.
Hey everyone, welcome to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. I'm Christine Kimmel and...
I'm Danielle Koenig.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
That sounds like there's a qualifier.
Well, no,
there.
I mean, my ears felt plugged up again last night.
Oh, no.
So I'm thinking I will get the straws inserted into my
ears. You're going to get tubes in your ears, but like a seven-year-old.
Yeah. But I looked it up and for adults, they can do it with twilight sleep, not... general. So I might just...
Are you talking about local anesthesia when you say twilight sleep? Because when I think of twilight sleep, I think of women giving birth in the 60s who were just put to sleep.
No, I think twilight sleep... I could be wrong. I thought it was an expression used like in dentistry.
Is it?
I thought so.
I thought it was just...
What do you mean, women who gave birth in the 60s?
Like they would put them in twilight sleep, and that meant they would put
them...
They'd
just conk them on the head, yeah, and birds would circle around their head?
Yeah, basically, like a cartoon. They would put them to sleep, and then they would give birth while they were asleep. They would take the babies out while they were asleep, and that was called the twilight sleep. And it wasn't good, I think. It was kind of dangerous.
So it wasn't general anesthesia, it was something else?
It was somewhere between like local and general anesthesia. I don't know.
Oh.
They just knocked them out.
I don't know.
And I thought then nowadays you're either, if any anesthesiologists are listening right now, you're just losing your mind with anger.
Yes.
There's general anesthesia where you're put under.
Right.
You
know,
they put the IV in you and then they put you to sleep. And local where you're just like a shot. What Garen's giving us something. Medical definition of twilight sleep. Twilight sleep, a term applied to the combination of analgesia, pain relief, and amnesia, loss of memory, produced by a mixture of morphine and scopolamine, given by a hypodermic injection, an injection under the skin. Ah, here we go. Twilight sleep. God, I can't talk. Twilight sleep. The brutal way some women gave birth in the 1900s.
Whoa.
Originally, the
1960s.
Originally, twilight sleep was met with skepticism and was not favored by other physicians of the time, especially those in America. The dangers and severe side effects of the drugs used were cited as reasons why it should not be used during childbirth. So we're both right.
I don't know. Did that first one mean we were both right? I don't know.
I don't know if it's still used. I mean,
this might be a case where, and this has happened more than once, my husband says something,
mm-hmm.
and I take it that he knows what he's talking about, and he doesn't.
Well, it also might mean that I don't know what I'm talking about. Like, you know, this is a good example of neither one of us knowing what we're talking about and hosting a podcast.
Yeah, that's the premise of our show, right?
Well, these are both good topics to explore more in depth, and I'm interested in
how to survive
the
twilight sleep.
How to survive the twilight sleep. But the third thing that's up on Garen's phone that's making me laugh is, can I be put to sleep to give birth? Like, that's a main search.
Oh my God. I mean, I've often asked, can I be put to sleep to get, like, waxed? You know, like,
can I be put to sleep for so many things
so many
in my
things.
Life?
But if I'm going to lose my sense of taste again, I don't want to.
No. I really want to know. I really think we should do more on this twilight sleep. I mean,
right.
It does say, okay, until the 1800s, most women gave birth at home with the help of other women in their local. Okay, I'm not going to read all this. I want to, but this is not our topic today. Like, we just switched gears in the beginning of our episode.
I'm completely confused.
You know what? You
had to ask me how I was. I'm sorry.
I didn't know we were going to get into twilight
either.
Sleep, but here
we are.
Well,
in any case, I guess I can have a local as opposed to a general if I get these tubes put in my ears.
Good, because you don't want to lose your sense of taste.
Because I don't want to do that again.
But you are starting to get some of it back.
I am starting to get back. Diet Coke is not 100% there yet, so when it is, I'll make an announcement.
Please, you know what? Put it on social media.
I will. I actually will.
Maybe you can even do like a video from home.
Oh, I don't see that happening.
You don't want to do a video and post it on our social media? You don't like to do selfie videos?
All right, so what are we talking about today, Chris?
We're going to talk about mudslides.
Okay.
Do you know a lot about mudslides?
No, I mean, I know if you live in California, I mean, it's a huge danger if you live on the hills and that it happens year after year and people rebuild and then there's just no foundation. And because I think a lot of it is environmental, like we're so dry here, right? That when the rain comes, there's like nothing to cling to. I think I'm talking out of my ass, but something
you're,
like that.
You're hitting adjacent to the truth.
Yeah,
right,
I wanted
now.
To prove that I knew something about one of these topics, but I don't think that's true.
I think you're close.
Okay.
You're very close. Yes, California is threatened by mudslides. And guess what? Lots of other places
I'm
are
sure.
too.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But we're going to focus a little bit specifically on California because it is so threatened by mudslides.
Okay.
I'm going to reach down and put my glasses on right now.
Okay.
So everyone just take a sip of your coffee.
It's pretty cute that I have to take my glasses off to read and you have to put them on to read.
You know what? I like that we're going to call it cute.
Why not?
Let's call it cute.
Let's call it cute.
And in the meantime, I'm going to tell you all that you should watch Somebody Somewhere on HBO with Bridget Everett. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I still have to do that.
The pilot is, you know how pilot, you usually give it a lot of grace and say, it's going to get better.
Right.
I mean, I almost cried.
Wow.
Watching the pilot.
Wow.
I laughed.
Okay.
She's endearing and delightful.
So many shows to watch.
There's so many shows. But anyway, I've got my glasses on now. We can shop talk.
Yeah.
That's a great name for a segment.
Show shop talk.
It just rolls. Okay. Last summer's record-breaking wildfires burned 33,000 square kilometers. As you know, that amount.
Yes.
I mean, you can just imagine that, right, Danielle?
That's like two of my backyards.
To me, that could be like, you could say that word to me and I would think, That could be two postage stamps.
Right.
That could be two United States.
I'm guessing, oh, two United States? It burned the entire United States twice over.
I mean,
wow, that's some wildfire.
I don't know. Well, they told me, luckily, it's an area equivalent to three Yellowstone National Parks and two Yosemites.
Okay, that means less to me than the square footage, but okay.
But anyway, it's a lot. So this is what happens. Where fires burn the hottest, they incinerate trees and other vegetation right down to the roots, leaving piles of ash and damaged soil. Once the heavy rains arrive, those burned soils can turn to fast-moving, exceptionally dangerous landslides.
Okay. So I was sort of on the right path. I forgot the fires part, but yeah.
You were right. So, and if you want, the U.S. Geological Survey published a handy map of landslide risk showing which mountainsides are most likely to give away.
Okay.
So you can go in there, put in your zip code, and see if you're going to...
Do they not have... I know Trump was made fun of about this, but do they not have people to clear out ash after?
I think they don't have enough people, I would imagine. Yeah. You know, I mean, what I think is interesting is I don't think they have enough firefighters either to fight these fires. I mean, you know, in California, they have a program in our prisons where a lot of prisoners, female prisoners, too, have an ability to apply to be firefighters.
Okay.
And they live in actually cabins instead of prison.
Oh, I have heard about this.
You know, I'm getting off track here, but I think there's just not enough people with the amount of what we're dealing with
right
now. Okay. If you live downhill from a high-risk area, be prepared. Emergency services may warn you to evacuate ahead of a big storm, and you should. But what if, for whatever reason, you haven't evacuated?
Right.
There you are in bed. You hear the branches cracking and rumbling like a freight train.
Oh my God. So the sound or the power of mud, and we realize it's not just mud, ash and leaves and debris sliding down the hill.
And it will sound like a freight train.
Wow. Okay.
And don't just lie there. Move.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about what to do before the landslide. Okay.
Okay.
So you want to learn about landslides, talk to people who have experienced them, and make plans. Okay, here's some things you can do. One of the things is a little bit difficult for a lot of people in California. Move your bedroom upstairs and to the downhill side of the house. I mean, we don't have an upstairs.
Downhill side.
You want it not facing the hill because that stuff's going to hit your house.
Oh, I see.
So you want it not to hit your bedroom first, because if this is happening at night and you're in bed, you're...
I mean, I do feel like a lot of most homes on hills like that are two stories. They're at least, right?
Maybe. I mean, ours, we're not probably really at risk.
Oh, but I was picturing more like the hills near the freeway where it's like really high. I guess I do live on a hill. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think a lot of them, but if the mudslide speeds downhill toward your house in the middle of the night, debris will slam through windows and doors on the uphill side. At minimum, move beds away from exterior walls.
That makes sense. Okay.
Identify and prepare a small interior unfurnished room. Closets, bathrooms, other small spaces are less likely to collapse. Remove furniture that could crush you.
Okay, so if you were my mother,
yes,
you would have to move furniture from the bathroom because she has three chairs in her bathroom.
I'm impressed. She has a bathroom big enough to have three chairs.
I was going
to
say, it is not a huge bathroom.
No.
It's a nice-sized bathroom.
Okay.
It's not like if you're picturing some like movie star bathroom where his and her sinks.
Right?
It's not that.
Okay.
It is a average size bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And she has like three fucking chairs in there to put her her boombox.
Okay.
And assorted, I don't know, fairies, towels.
Maybe like one is for
potpourri.
The blouse she's going to wear that day.
No, there's no organization like that. No.
Okay.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Does she have a lot of stuff?
Oh my God. Have I not talked? I haven't talked about the,
Okay.
It's tchotchkes galore.
Oh my goodness.
It's just a house of tchotchkes. It's just a dust collector house of teddy bears having tea parties. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, those teddy bears need chairs.
They do. And those aren't the chairs in the bathroom, by the way. But yes.
Sometimes they might come in.
Keep
her company.
Right, exactly. Oh, that's nice. I like that thought.
Well, you know what? she might want to take those chairs out.
And right.
If she's in a mudslide zone of mudslides.
Yeah, they don't live on a hill, no, but
it doesn't seem like they are in any danger of mudslides. But one landslide survivor dove into a closet and survived for nearly 5 hours under 9 meters of debris.
Wait, okay, so I'm trying to picture this. So you're saying the debris is on top of the house at this point?
Yeah.
And they're in a closet?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so during...
God, that's scary because just like the avalanche thing, yeah. Like, how do you open the door, right? If it's covered in debris.
You don't.
How do you get rescued?
Well, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
Good.
Jumping the gun.
You know what? You're always one step ahead of me.
Because I'm...
You're an active listener, and I appreciate that.
I'm an active listener, meaning I can't shut up.
No, it's great. You're a curious bird.
I am a curious bird.
Okay. Be alert to the sound a landslide makes. A rumbling or snapping of branches and trees. You might have 40 to 60 seconds before it arrives. Jeez. So much time.
Right.
Escape up, whether you run to a second floor, the roof, or even just hop on a counter in the kitchen.
Okay.
Just like imagining a cat. You, like, hopping with both legs.
Like those crazy workout people who can just,
there's a name for those. Like,
yeah, what is that called?
I don't know. I remember being in a workout group at some point when I was training to do this 5K, and we had to do those just on little step stools. And I was like, that's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I can't do it.
Well, because it's scary for some reason.
It is, even though it's a little step stool.
And then I don't have the greatest knees after a million years of dancing and stuff. So, yeah.
It looks like it'd be like, oh, yeah, obviously it's just this little step stool. I can do that. And then when it's your turn, it's like, I don't know if I can do it.
How tall was it? Like a foot off the ground?
I don't even know. Probably 6 inches.
Oh,
probably half a foot. I don't remember.
So teddy bear chair height.
It was the size of one of your mom's teddy bears having tea.
Yeah.
Getting up high dramatically reduces the risk of death. Those on the upper floor, attic, or roof survive 95% of the time.
Oh, okay. So this is... Okay, so don't go indoors. Go on your roof.
Exactly. And, oh, just...
But what if the mudslide comes down on your roof?
I mean...
Less chance.
You're in the 5%.
Okay.
Of the 95. You're back. You're in the dead 5%.
Okay.
I want to just shout out.
You're in the dead 5%.
So since I'm giving statistics, just let me back up for a second and let everyone know I got my information from WikiHow, NPR.org, and Lifehacker.
Okay.
I did source my material.
Okay. Lifehacker is also the name of our tool, right?
No, it's not. It's... Oh, what is it called?
I swear I thought it was Lifehacker.
It's not.
Lifehammer.
Lifehammer, thank you.
Sorry.
Okay, because doors usually open inward, a landslide coming downhill will push open doors and rapidly fill a building with mud and boulders, suffocating people inside or bursting the building. If there's time, open downhill doors or windows to allow the mud to flow back out.
Wait. If there's time before the mud gets to you?
So you open those doors so you don't stop the mud. So it can just like, you're almost like making your house a throughway for the mud to flow through instead of stopping it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does, but it also seems counterintuitive because if it's coming so hard, then it's going to crash into you. But I understand. It's so you can get out eventually.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's kind of like, who's going to be like, here comes the mudslide, open all the doors and windows, and also find a place to hide that's not going to crush you and jump on, you know, the roof. I think it's...
Well,
like,
if you do one of those things, you probably are increasing your chance of survival.
Yeah. And this is that thing where it gets into everybody has a job in your family.
Oh.
Where it's like, you know, maybe the husband is the one opening the doors and the wife is taking the kids going up to the roof.
Yes.
And then he's going to meet them. I just gave you your family's job. So.
And Junior is jumping on the counter.
Yeah. Junior's on the counter. Okay. Meanwhile, here's what not to do.
Okay.
Don't go outside.
Except unless it's the roof. Got
it. Exactly. Don't open a door out of curiosity.
What?
What's behind this door? That's like that guy who jumps into the inside of the tornado.
Yeah. Idiot.
Hey, I'm curious. Don't take cover by a piano or other large piece of furniture. It could crush or strike with deadly force.
Oh. Okay, but I could understand maybe hiding under a piano, but don't do that.
It says buy a piano.
Right.
Like,
but mud could crush the piano. I mean,
I think it's like, it's that weird thing where even, I mean, I don't want to get too much into earthquakes, but it used to be they'd say, like, get under something.
Right.
And now they say, like, get beside it because it creates this little V-shaped safety area for you next to it.
Yes, that's, and a triangle safer, is the strongest shape.
Yes, than being under it, which you don't want to be crushed under it.
Okay.
But, we're, you know, so maybe it's that concept of, like, you're better off inside a closet than under a piano.
Okay. Yeah. Right. No furniture.
Yeah.
Don't be playing Chopin as you're meeting your death.
But if you can, play Chopin.
Yeah.
Good for you. Also, it is, it's kind of a silly death to be crushed by a piano.
Yes, unless you're on a sidewalk and it's a 1920s film and someone's lowering a piano from one, or trying to raise a piano up into the fifth floor of an apartment building, and then it lands on you. I mean, that is funny.
Then you have to do it for the humor.
Right.
You know what? I hope my death makes a hilarious joke.
Do you?
Well, if I'm going to die anyway, might as well give some laughs.
Okay. All right.
So
I'll work on it.
Come up with something good.
I got a piano. I got a
rope.
Banana peel and a pit of fire.
What should I do here? Okay. Once the landslide has stopped, you may be trapped in a pile of mud, beneath rubble, in a small room, or on an upper floor.
Oy.
In two major landslides in the University of Washington study, almost half of those caught in the landslide were killed, while 28% escaped on their own and 20% were rescued. You want to be the one who makes it, Danielle.
Wait, say those statistics again.
What? No, I'm happy to say them again. I just was realizing, like, I'm giving a lot of percentages.
No, I want to hear it.
Okay, so half of those caught were killed.
Okay.
Half of those caught in the landslide.
Got it.
28% escaped on their own.
Okay.
20% were rescued.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
So, that's the 2% were abducted by aliens.
I think a couple were.
Yeah.
So here, I'm going to give you one more percentage because this is the important part. Those who were rescued, only 11% were found by first responders. So like half of the, I guess what they're saying is half of the people who were rescued were found by first responders.
Right.
The other half were found by, like, neighbors. So you don't want to be stuck there waiting for first responders, right? Because blocked roads may prevent emergency vehicles from arriving.
Oh, okay.
Your neighbors are your best bet. If you're trapped, you may have severe injuries. You may be at risk of suffocating from pressure on your chest or limited air in a small space. This is like the avalanche again, right?
Yes.
Wave objects and make noise to attract attention so they'll find you. You know what you want to do? You want to wrap your hand around that piano.
I was just going to say, you know what would come in handy to make some noise?
A piano. Play those keys.
Yeah.
You know, play a little Hey Jude, if you can.
Sure.
I mean, that'll get some attention.
It's kind of slow, but...
It's a little mournful, though, but you've also just been trapped in a mudslide.
I'm playing chopsticks. If anything, I'm playing chopsticks.
I mean, I can't play anything, so I'm just
banging keys. I can't
play
anything either. I took lessons, but I don't remember anything.
You might. You know what? It's weird how when those things will come back to you.
There's no way that
would
come back to
you. Don't know. That mudslide might hit something in your brain.
Oh, that would be great. French comes back to me. Piano comes back to
me. You're screaming in French and playing whatever you learned.
I mean,
Mary had a little lamb.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't get very far. I didn't like to practice.
That's the thing that's hard about musical instruments.
Yeah.
You got to practice. It's so boring.
It was boring.
I'm impressed with people who can play an instrument.
So impressed.
Man, I wish I could just matrix it into my brain.
I thought you played the guitar.
I have a guitar.
Oh, okay.
Can't play it.
Oh.
So I want to matrix that into my brain.
Okay.
That's not a verb, but it should be. Shout, whistle, or bang on debris. Neighbors will do what they can to help.
Sure.
Maybe.
I hope.
I don't know if my neighbors will. But you may have to wait until first responders can extract you. Don't give up. Okay. So I want to talk about evacuating safely.
Okay.
All right. If you know a storm is coming, you want to listen for your evacuation orders, which should be broadcast as soon as they're put into place. You should plan to leave even if an evacuation is voluntary.
Yeah.
Okay. So get out. Go to a friend or close family member's home or a hotel if you can afford it. And, you know, they usually have free places, too, for people who can't afford it or don't have a family close by. Okay. Drive away from the mudslide if you have time. When you see warning signs of a mudslide or hear them on the news, begin evacuating. Listen carefully to reports so you can avoid driving through other areas at risk. Right. Drive carefully and avoid flooded roads, which may occur if the mudslides are caused by heavy rain. If you see a flooded street, turn around and find an alternate route. I'm going to talk about driving in a mudslide. Never drive through water of an unknown depth. Even 6 inches of water can cause cars to stall.
Oh.
1 foot will make most cars float. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It does kind of.
Yeah.
Well,
but you can't control where it floats, too.
No, you're just going to be like going down the lazy river.
Yeah.
And then it's bumper cars.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, my car's a lease, so.
Yeah, that's no.
I don't think I want to do that. Okay. 2 feet moving water can carry away even larger cars. So you don't know where you're going to end up. You could end up in Pacoima. And this is.
Yeah, no. Go around the water or back up and try another route.
Look out for and avoid down power lines.
Mm.
Nobody wants to get electrocuted.
No.
I don't think that's a good way to die.
Would that be funny?
Maybe.
What if we saw your skeleton?
In the day after?
Yeah. That's kind of comical.
It's kind of funny. Ooh. Are you going to film it? Because how is anybody going to know it's funny if you don't film it?
No, it's only funny if...
And then make a weird TikTok of it where it's just repeating over and over again.
Like a boomerang?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have time, warn neighbors of the danger. Call them. It's nice to be neighborly. Here's what you got to do if you're on foot. Run sideways away from the mudslide if you're outside.
Like a crab?
Well, here's the thing. When it says run sideways, I'm like, okay, are you running like sideways?
Yeah, does it mean at an angle the mudslide? Or does it literally mean... You're shuffling your feet sideways.
Yeah, are you running forward, but at a side, like at an angle away from the mudslide, or are you shuffling sideways?
Yeah.
Maybe both. Maybe you're shuffling sideways.
I'd like to see everyone trying different things while this is going on.
I mean, we're going to look foolish. This is another opportunity for a very hilarious death.
Yeah.
If the mudslide is imminent, maybe what I'm going to find out, or the roads are too damaged to drive, you may still be able to escape by foot. Run away from the mudslide at a right angle as quickly as is safely possible. Don't try to run towards the mudslide.
Don't try to outrun the mudslide. Nope. They're saying run at an angle. Okay.
It's like fire.
Yeah.
You're not going to be faster than this mudslide.
No way.
Some mudslides can be over a mile wide.
Holy shit.
If you don't know how wide a mudslide is and you can't see the end of it, or if you simply have no warning signs... Stay indoors.
I thought you were going to end that sentence with, then you're the asshole. You know how everyone's like, if you don't know who's the asshole, then you're the... I don't know. If you can't see the mudslide...
Am I the asshole? I'm at a mudslide right now. And I can't see the end of it. And I don't know what... Should I run towards it? Stay away until the threat of the mudslide has passed if you've evacuated. I mean, I think it goes without saying, wait till you hear from, you know, the news, emergency personnel. Going back. Oh, here's some good information that you should know about to look for signs. Look for tilting trees or fences as signs that a mudslide has started. Okay. Mudslides will push over trees, fences, and utility poles. Be on the lookout for these objects being tilted or pushed over, which often indicates that a mudslide is beginning. And I did watch a video that was really interesting. Returning home after a mudslide. Okay. Direct rescue crews towards trapped people if it's safe to do so. Don't enter the slide area or try to rescue the person yourself without any backup. You might trap yourself or get hurt.
Yeah. Don't be a hero.
Yeah. I mean, be a hero, but don't be that.
Be a hero's sidekick.
Yeah. Be the Robin. Boil any tap water in your home before using. Mudslides often break or contaminate pipelines, so drink bottled water or boil tap water when you turn your home.
Ah, okay.
So that's good to know. Call your home insurance company to report damage.
Mm.
I think that's report broken utility lines. I think you don't have to do that yourself. You call somebody.
Yeah.
You got to pay somebody to do that. Replant the soil as soon as you can because you want to take those steps right away to strengthen your soil. So you want to plant trees and bushes to stabilize the ground.
Okay.
If you don't already have an emergency plan for your family because of that, now it's time to come up for one.
Right.
Come up with one, not for one.
Come up for one.
Come up for air. Talk to a geotechnical expert for ways to make your home safer.
Oh, you mean Benny next door?
Yeah, you know.
The geotechnical expert?
We all know Benny. I would like now to share a story about a woman who survived a mudslide. And I was hoping you could be, since this was from a radio show on NPR.
Yes.
I was hoping you could be our host, Kelly McEvers.
Sure.
And I'll be playing the character of Rita Bourbon.
So that, okay, I'm going to find it. You sent it to me. Kelly, that doesn't sound like a very NPR name. I'm a little disappointed. It's not.
You can change it. Off. You can give yourself an NPR name if you'd like.
How about Hallow
Grounds?
Hallow Grounds. Okay, so I'm McEvers?
Yes.
Okay. The most recent disaster here in California, of course, is the heavy rain that has led to mudslides. Rescuers in Santa Barbara County are still trying to find people who are trapped in the mud and debris. Rita Bourbon was at her house in Montecito when the rain started on Monday night. She says at first it seemed fine, and then things changed.
We heard the earth just groaning like a tsunami was coming our way. That's really how I would liken it. It was a tsunami.
So this woman moved from the south to California? Is that what we're...
That's just what okay. I'm... That's what I
that's
feel.
That's what you chose? Okay.
That's what I'm chose. I'm going with
Bourbon, her daughter, and the students who rented rooms from her sat together all night listening.
And my daughter and I had our moment of we're probably not going to live through this. That's how it sounded. There could be boulders the size of our house coming down the road. And we cried. And we loved each other. And I'll do a disclaimer now. I burst into tears, and I may during some of this, but my house saved us.
It was not the same for Rita's neighbors.
The mud, two houses just across the street from me, had a creek behind it. It sheared their houses almost in half. One couple was fine. The other couple was washed away.
God.
The wife landed up against my house.
Ooh.
Her husband was missing.
Rita says she's very close to this family, and the couple's daughter, Andrea, called Rita and asked her to look for her father.
And I said, I can't, Andrea. It's pitch dark outside.
Apparently not that close.
And I don't know what I'm running into. I knew there's a mudslide. I could, and the power lines are down. I could be stepping on them. And she understood, of course. And at first light, 6:30, finally, the earth stopped groaning.
All right, she has a point there. Rita looked outside her window, and there was a lot of debris from the neighbor's house. That's when she worried she might find Andrea's dad out there.
So finally I went outside with my daughter and one of the students, and the students spotted his arm and screeched. She's very young, and we sent her into the room, and then my daughter, Alexandra, and I went to him, and he was full, peaceful, beautiful face.
Oh.
I think he must have died instantly, and we honored him. And we knelt down and gave blessings, sent loves to the family, and, you know, whatever we could think to do to remember this beautiful man. And my daughter rubbed his head and held his hand, and we got a sleeping bag and covered him.
And then, oh, sorry, that's you.
And then all the rescue workers were there and a sheriff came in. They have a protocol. We walked away and let them do the rest of that themselves. And then we went to every neighbor because who knew what other neighbors, what the condition was. And everybody was either gone or not gone, like they had left wisely, which I should have. I regret that so much.
There were mandatory evacuation orders.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
In your area. And it sounds like the fact that you have a stone house was a thing that... Is that why you didn't leave? Because...
Partly. I trust that house in an earthquake of any type of thing, and I thought if we take on water, I could deal with that. I never really thought the mountain was going to come down, which it did. We had 17-foot boulders coming down that mountain, you know, so it was regretful. And we don't have flood insurance. Nobody does. We're not in a flood zone, so there's those practical things that, of course, pop into my brain.
I can't believe this woman moved from the Ozarks. She moved from the mountains only to be caught in a mudslide.
I know. It's amazing.
So what's your plan? I mean, are you going to, once?
It's hard to make a plan because this is January. This is the beginning of the rainy season. If I begin, first of all, I'd have to pretend that I have $100,000 to clean up my property. But my plan is I'll make it so we can drive our cars in and out and the rest of the property. It's an acre property. A half of the acre will stay under mud until the rains are over because I don't know what's next. The whole mountain did not come down. There's plenty of mountain to come down again. So, and I will leave when we get evacuated. That's a given. You remind me if I forget to. Call me, please, and say, get out. Yeah.
Rita Bourbon is staying with one of her daughters now. She says the neighbor who lost her husband is in the hospital recovering. So far, 18 people are known to have died from the mudslide in Southern California, and more are still missing.
Thank you. Yeah, that's Rita.
Jesus, that's so scary.
Yeah, so...
I can't... I mean, she was right not to go out, I guess, because of the power lines, what you said.
Yeah.
But then she's got to live with that.
Well, she should have evacuated.
She should have evacuated, I guess.
But she survived.
But then they wouldn't have seen his beautiful full face.
No, she did get to see an angelic man's face.
Oh, mm-hmm. Poor Rita.
I know. She's been through it.
She really has. Oh, my God. Well, she's laughing at the end there, though.
Yeah. You know what? What else can you do but laugh?
I guess. I don't know. Barricade yourself in a closet.
That's one step.
Or leave when they tell you to leave. You know, if I had a nickel for every person who didn't evacuate a situation when they were supposed to evacuate, I could take those nickels and make myself a little shelter.
You could.
Stack them one on top of the other. It would be a frustrating build.
No, it would take some time.
You'd need a hot glue gun.
I have one.
I do too. And it's like the most amazing invention ever, maybe.
I know. I always burn myself though whenever I use it. So.
Well, don't put ice on it.
We do know that.
Cold water.
We're learning some things.
We are. Is the mudslide the same as a landslide?
I believe so. Yes.
I guess it doesn't sound as good to sing about a mudslide.
Yes.
So
Stevie Nicks wrote that song with mudslide.
Right.
And then just, thought, wait, something
doesn't sound poetic.
Something's missing.
Mudslide will bring you down.
Yeah. I think landslide is better.
Yeah.
But for this, mudslide sounds better.
Yeah. Wait, okay. No, yes, especially leading into our next segment, which we will when we come back. Do you have more?
I'm done.
You're done.
This is
finito.
This is a wrap.
This is a wrap on mud.
Yeah.
Oh, mud wrap sounds good right now, doesn't it?
Oh, I would love a mud wrap.
What if you were getting, what if you were in one of those mud baths? That would be a good scene in a movie of like depicting 80s like rich people mm-hmm. and they're like at a ski resort and they're in a mud bath. I don't know if they'd have a mud bath at a ski resort, but they
probably.
They have some like rich hoity-toity thing where you're in a mud bath and then like a mudslide comes and just buries them alive.
Usually avalanches, though, would come to a ski resort, not a...
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense, this plan. Okay, it's a spa on a hill. I don't know.
The name of the movie is The Spa on the Hill.
The Spa on the Hill.
That actually sounds like a James Bond movie. The Spy on the Hill.
The Spy on the Hill,
But it takes place at a spa on the hill.
The spa has eyes.
There's a lot of... There's a lot of layers.
There are. I'll always wear layers.
And there's a villain who runs the spa.
Yes.
And so she has one of those towel wraps on her head, and that's where she pulls her weapons out.
I love that. Oh, that's good. That's really good. All right. When we come back, we're going to have Lauren Ash. I'm very excited to have her
on
our show.
Great.
I've never actually met her, but I feel like I know her from her many appearances on Never Not Funny and from watching Superstore.
I'm going to fan out.
I know. So we will be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
Well, welcome back. How was your break, Chris?
It was great.
I
ordered some free COVID tests.
Nice.
I'm excited.
Oh, the government tests?
I'm so excited to get free stuff from the government. You know what I want to do? I want to get as much free stuff from the government as I can.
Yeah. The government should start sending us like little baby shampoos.
I would love that.
Well, we just talked about mudslides, and now we're going to talk about shitting your pants with our special guest, Lauren Ash.
I'm so excited.
Lauren. We are so excited to have you.
I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so excited to have a venue that will accept this story, because I have been trying to tell it publicly for years.
Well, and we've been looking for it.
I'm so glad.
So this is a perfect marriage.
Yes. And I should also say that you know Lauren from Superstore and her own podcast, which is also on Misfit Toys.
Delightful.
Which is True Crimes and Cocktails.
Yes.
And I think, Chris, you have something to say to Lauren.
I do have something to say, which is Well, this is really from my daughter because she is a Superstore super fan. She is also your super fan because she's been binge watching Superstore. I mean, she'll be like
nine.
She's obsessed with the show, all the characters. She talks about it when it's not airing. And you are her favorite character.
Oh my gosh.
Like, oh, she's so great. She's so funny, Mom. She's so great. And so when she found out that you were going to be on the show, she lost her mind.
Oh my God.
She wants to grow up and be a comedian or a lawyer or a puppeteer.
Oh my God.
Because she has a puppet? She has a puppet that she makes talk, like a ventriloquist puppet. It looks like one of the Muppet puppets. It's not one of those creepy like dolls that has a bow tie and like scares you at night and might stab you.
It's not sitting on her lap. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
But her name is Daisy and she makes Daisy talk. So she's like, I might be a puppeteer comedian. And I was like, well, those type of people tend to not go on to a lot of success, but explore it. She's like, so maybe I'll just be a lawyer who does comedy on the side.
I mean, we actually know a lot of lawyers who ended up doing stand-up.
I told her that. I was like,
it's weird.
You know, listen,
I've often said that I feel like I would be a great lawyer. So I feel like the two things somehow meet. And analyzing. I would also suggest to her, puppet lawyer.
Right?
Right?
Puppet lawyer.
Your Honor. Like, come on.
Oh, my God.
Like, the jury would be like, it's adorable. Guilty. Like,
she would win every case.
Daisy would win every case.
Daisy would win
just
every case.
Daisy's just like, objection. And then she puts her hand over it. Daisy.
How happy would you be to be on that trial? Like, you're a jury member on that trial?
Oh, come on.
You'd be so excited going every day.
She would win again.
Oh my God.
I'm going to
just the puppets. The puppets in contempt of court, but just the puppets in jail.
And the judge is like, approach the bench. And it's like, I can't.
Oh my God.
I have no legs. Come on.
I mean,
love it so much.
That I want to develop that idea.
Puppet lawyer is a definite like Adult Swim or like Comedy Central feel. I feel like that's a show for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we have to get into the nitty and also the gritty.
Oh my God.
What happened?
I just want you all to know, like, this is a story that, this is so, in terms of my private life, like, this story is what people know me for. I get asked to tell this story. I get asked to tell this story at dinner parties. I have told this story to, like, famous people. Like,
who?
I will end up
Who's the most famous person
you've
told
this story? The most famous person there's a handful, but I think the most famous person that I had never met before that was, like, totally like, hey, this is so-and-so, this is Lauren, tell them the shit story, was Daniel Radcliffe. Harry Potter.
Oh, my God.
Harry Potter was like, and I was like, nice to meet you. Here we go.
That's
requested.
Do you mean the future Weird Al Yankovic?
Wait, what?
Mind blown.
He was cast to play Weird Al Yankovic in a biopic.
You're blowing my mind.
This just
right
came
now.
Out yesterday. It's hot off the presses.
Big news.
Yeah. I don't even understand.
I know. It's all I can get, and I know this isn't fair, but all I can think about is the height difference, and I'm very confused.
Yeah,
because he's very short man, and I mean, Weird Al is probably 6 feet tall, right?
He is. He's
right.
Yeah,
and I mean,
isn't he's a little?
He's like maybe 5'5" or something.
I didn't know we needed that biopic.
I didn't know we needed that either.
I didn't either, but I'm game.
I'm totally
going to watch it.
Like, this is great. But what I want to say is that I would aspire to have the kind of career where those are the kind of choices you can make.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's like, I was Harry Potter, then I went and did that naked horse play. Now I'm playing Weird Al. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, once you've done Harry Potter, like once you've been Harry Potter, I think you can do whatever you want.
That's it. You're like,
right? Yeah. I mean, it's like, might as well just choose all kinds of weird stuff.
I think that's what he's purposely done. He's like, I'm not going to be typecast as a little boy. I'm going to do this weird ass shit where he's going to be naked.
And he doesn't have to worry about money. It's not like he's like, I got to pick stuff for money because he's set.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I don't know him. Obviously, you met him. What was the context you met him? Were you working with him?
No, it was, I was, listen, I mean, I had a couple of summers where I was somehow into like a Hollywood fold.
Ooh.
That was very bizarre. It was amazing.
Okay.
But it was like, I just was like, in a summer of being single, not that it was about dating, but it was like, I was single, so I was just saying yes.
Sure.
I was like, I'll come to that. I'll do whatever. And then I just found myself like in the most Like, I found myself, like, in Justin Timberlake's house. Like, it was like, whoa, I had one of those.
You were in some cool clubs.
I was in some cool clubs.
That's
that
crazy.
I fell into. Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was amazing. I have no ill will to say about anybody from that time in my life, but it consequently became, like, this joke. And I'm not saying this to name drop. I'm only saying this to give reverence to the story, because it really is a story.
Okay.
Stories. So, for context, I'm from Canada. I came through Second City, Toronto, Chicago. I was living back in Toronto. I came out to LA for pilot season. I auditioned for a show called Super Fun Night that was going to be a multicam on CBS. It was my only audition that pilot season. I tested for it, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, well, they don't really know if she's done enough. And does she have enough experience? And it's like, I've been a professional actor for, like, you know, 12 years at that point or something, right?
Something has to be your first big gig. I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous notion. Yeah.
Totally. Right. And we were cutting together, like, sizzle reels and demo reels and, like, sending them off. And this is after I've screen tested.
Oh, you have to do that?
Well, not typically, but for this one, they just, like, they wanted proof that I could be on television.
Right.
Does
her image photograph?
Yeah. What about, was she a
vampire?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so it was it was the most toxic relationship that lasted like a month, where it would literally be like, we're going to keep her on hold, but we're going to see other people and see if there's anybody better. And it really unraveled me, because I'm somebody who, in my career, I'm very good with rejection. I'm very, you know, again, I've done this a long time.
Sure.
I got a pretty thick skin. But it unraveled me. It was like a big gig. It could have been a game changer. And I remember by the end of that month when they finally said, we haven't found anyone else, but the answer is no.
Oh, God.
I was like, you know what? I'm out. I have a great career in Canada. I was working consistently in television there. I bought a condo. I was like, this is it. Like, LA's always going to be there.
Right.
I'm done. I'm out. I'm here. 6 months passes. Phone rings. I've, like, the ink is still wet on my mortgage. And they're like, Super Fun Night is coming back. It's on ABC now. It's a single cam. And they want you.
Wait a second. Okay. Was this show on the air?
It was eventually,
yeah, because it sounds familiar.
Because I feel like I've heard of it, but I don't remember what it is.
Right. So they shot a multicam pilot for CBS. Rebel Wilson. And then they passed on it. And then ABC was like, well, we'd like to make that, but let's do it as a single cam. And so then they were like, well, they're interested
that's
in you
unusual.
Again.
Okay.
It's very unusual.
Yeah.
And so they're like, will you fly down and screen test again? So
I was
like, okay, fine. Because at this point, remember, I got no fucks left to give.
Right.
Because I'm like, you've already broken my soul.
But at this point, it's a whole different slate of people making the decision.
Right.
Right, because it's a totally different network.
Totally different network. So I fly down, and I go into this screen test. And I have been given feedback from other actors who've been in rooms, waiting rooms with me, that I'm very intimidating. Now, the truth is that, of course, I'm terrified on the inside.
Of course.
But I just fake it till I make it. I put up a shield.
Yeah.
And people are always like, you know, I remember one guy once was like, why are you so quiet? And I was like, I don't know. I might even listen.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was like, sorry. I'm there. I'm focused. I go in, and literally, I am just a laser. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, I'm going to leave it all in the field. And I go in, and I destroy that room. Every line, like, kill, 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 kill. I walk out, and I am somebody, I'm a Canadian. You know what I mean? Like, we're not braggarts. Typically, by nature, and that's not who I am either, typically. But I walked into that room, swagger. Like, you know, just gone. And I was just like, I killed that to a level, again, like the cockiness that I felt in that moment, because I was just like, and I literally was like, there's no one else for this job.
Oh,
it's just me.
Yeah.
And I'm like literally just like, you know, I hear the own soundtrack in my head as I'm strutting to my car, and I get in my car, and I'm like, ooh, God, I don't feel something. Nobody gonna break my stride, right? Nobody gonna hold me. Oh, God, I've really got a cramp. This is not. So I'm like, I gotta get back to my hotel, because this is not gonna be. This isn't a. I'm not a. I don't like a public bathroom if I can help it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I can get somewhere familiar. You know, I'm not gonna hold me. Gurble, 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 gurble. And I'm like, oh boy. And then it's starting to get like, oh, now we're getting to the alarm zone.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like,
like,
you know,
like, you start starting to cramp.
I'm starting to cramp. Yeah. I'm starting to do the shift in the driver's seat. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm not gonna hold me. I gotta get there. And so I get to the Universal Sheraton, which is where, of course, they've put me up.
Class.
And then I'm like, oh my God, like, am I gonna make it? I'm gonna hold me. Oh no, I gotta have to keep. And I'm like walking like pinched, clenched asshole, right? Like, I've got to, you know, I'm walking like, again, like a mall walker, right? Where my butt cheeks are just firmly together. And I'm like, just get to your room. Just get to your room. Just get to your room. So I go and I wait for the elevator. And I'm like, hello, hello, how are you?
I'm smiling. About to be a star.
How are you? Yeah, I just had a great audition and I feel like I'm going to shit myself. And so I go up to my room and I'm getting my key card out and I'm ready. And I'm like, there it is. I can see my, just get to that door. You just got to walk 15 feet, 14 feet, 13 feet. And I get to the door and I put the key card in and the light turns red and the key card in and the light turns red and I fully shit my pants.
Oh,
fully soft serve ice cream, hot soft serve in my pants.
Oh God.
But keep in mind, I have no way of getting in that room.
No, you have to go back to the lobby.
And I also realize in that moment, it ain't done.
Oh.
So I'm like, go to the lobby, find a bathroom.
Okay, hold on. Wait a second.
Please.
Is it all over the ground in front? Okay, it's just in your pants.
It is contained at
Okay. That's a plus.
So that's a plus.
Yeah, okay.
That's a plus. Oh. But, I mean, hot lava. You know what I mean?
No one broke your stride.
No
that
one broke
problem.
My stride.
Stride was still striding.
It was striding. And then I realized, I don't know where the fucking lobby bathroom is. I've been staying here for 3 days. Or
why would you?
Why would I know?
Right.
No. So I walked, and again, so now I'm walking like I got a full diaper. Because I do.
Oh.
And I go up to the front desk, and literally, like, all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't know what this character is, but I'm like, is there a washroom, my good sir? Like, it was like, what
point
is
me to
this?
The loo.
Point me to the restroom. And they're like, yes, and it's as far away as you can imagine. It's like in the back corner. And so then I'm like, and then the and I'm like, oh my God, get there. Like, because again, I'm like, there's only so much square footage in there. You know what I mean?
Can only hold so much.
Oh my gosh. So
now,
again,
are you thinking ahead? Like, okay, once I go to the bathroom, what am I going to do? Because I need the key card. You're not thinking ahead. You're just in the moment.
I am in pure sheer terror.
Okay.
At this point, I have not thought. Because, yes, is also a concern. But no, at this point, I was just
I'm
going to shit again. Like, it's like, this is not over. And I walk into this women's restroom, and it is full of impeccably dressed business
LA
women
people.
Who are there for some sort of conference.
No.
Oh. And I'm talking.
It's not the shitting your pants conference.
It is. No. No. I'm talking like matching pantsuits. I'm talking like diamonds. I'm talking like whatever. But I'm like, there's no time. There's no time. And everybody's kind of, they all know each other, right? So there's kind of like a buzz in the room. They're all talking.
They're hanging
out.
And
I blow through and I like run into a stall. I slam the door. I rip down my pants without thinking, and then with the force in which I rip down my pants, the shit flies into the air, smashes on my tits, and then hits the floor.
The shit that you had already shit, you're
That's
saying.
Correct.
Oh my God.
So now I'm actively shitting in the bowl, covered in my own feces, and then there's a pile of it on the ground, which hits the ground with a smack, and the room goes silent.
Oh, no.
Because they've all heard it. They've all turned and gone, oh my God, that woman is shit on the floor. And then they just saw my little hand full of toilet paper reach down and like half-heartedly try. I hid in that stall for 20 minutes without exaggeration because I was like, I have to ensure that they all leave.
Yes.
I cannot come out. But then I go,
how am I going to get
I don't have a key card. I can't get into my room.
And
I'm
smell
covered
like shit.
And I'm covered in it. The consistency was not one that didn't spread.
Oh.
So I'm over the sink. I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, I don't know. I'm getting paper towel. And then like Ross on Friends, I'm like, it's creating a pace. It's creating a pace. There's like bits of paper towel now. And I'm like, get water in there. I've got water going. I put soap on it.
No.
I'm like, maybe the soap will mask the smell. I don't know.
Oh, God.
And then I look at myself and I'm like, how do I dry myself? I get more paper towel. I'm trying. It's just more like little white bits of stuff. I'm trying to limbo under the dryer, under the hand dryer. I'm like, it just is what it is, Lauren.
Wait, did you throw your pants away at this point? Are you wearing your pants?
I threw away the underwear.
Okay, but you're wearing the pants.
Yes, because I was also like, how do I? Right. I can't walk out of here bottomless.
Right.
I have a long walk to the desk where I have to get a new key, and then I gotta go up the escalator in my room. So
and
I'm like,
shit clothes.
And I was like, you just have to, you suck it up.
Yeah.
And you are just going to have to walk through this lobby. covered with in your own excrement.
With the same confidence, you just killed that audition. You've got a shit-covered walk across the lobby.
The walk of shame like none other. And I walked up to that desk, and I was a woman, again, broken.
Oh.
And I was like, I need a key to my room. It's not working. And the guy looked at me, and I must have fucking reeked because it was everywhere. And he was just like, what I'll give him is that the speed at which this man made that key was lightning fast. And I was like, thank you. Went up to my room, literally turned on the shower and just got in fully clothed, fully and slowly like undressed. And as I cleaned myself. And that is the moment that I made a pact to myself that I would never get cocky after an audition ever.
Oh, you think it was punishment?
You think it was cockiness? Like, stay down, Ash. Stay down.
Okay.
Wow. But long story short, I booked the gig.
So you did get the gig.
No, okay. I got the gig. Okay.
So I have questions.
Please.
First of all, that was unbelievable.
It's the shit story.
I'm just so glad that you didn't shit on the ground in front of your room, because then you would have had to deal with it the whole time.
And
so
then it's in carpet, and that's all.
But you must have thrown away the clothes, right?
God, yes. Once I could get them
off
of me.
But where did you throw them away?
I believe what I did
once
was,
I could get them off of me.
Well, I had been here for a few days, so I had gone to Target and stuff like that. So I had like a Target plastic bag.
Okay.
So I put them all in, and then I either called and said, I have some garbage. You know what I did? I looked out in the hall and there was a maid's cart.
Oh, that poor maid.
I know. And I put it in the garbage.
I would have done the same thing. 100%.
I acknowledged her and I was like, can I put this in there? And I think I like triple bagged it. Like I had enough that I don't think you would have outwardly known.
Right.
And I don't think that the smell would have penetrated.
Three Target bags.
Yeah. I remember like wrapping it and being like, this is just like, you have to get it out of your room. Like,
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Like, I can't.
No, that's live it's with like a monster. Here. It's like,
yeah.
So, okay. So my question is,
please,
had you had something strange to eat? Was it just the nerves? Because I mean, my stomach can get really screwed up if I'm nervous. Was it traveling? What do you think it was?
Honestly, I think I had not had anything strange to eat. I think my system gets a little messed up whenever I travel. So I think that could have been a factor. Mm, but usually it goes the other way where I get backed up for days. So this did not align with my typical. I think it was nerves because I was doing so well to not feel nervous, and I genuinely connected to feelings of confidence and not caring.
Yes.
But I think that subconsciously or whatever, like I think it was my body was having a stress response that my mind was not acknowledging.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense.
Yes, yes.
And my body was like, guess what? You're going to acknowledge that you're stressed.
Right.
You can't fake it till you make it this much.
And we let you until you got out of that room.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then good luck. Good luck, Lady Jane.
I mean, I'm so glad it didn't happen in the waiting room. I was just striding out confidently.
Oh my God. It could have been, again, it could have been so much worse.
So anything coming up that week? Are you working on a new show? You have your podcast, so that's awesome. But
yes. Yeah, listen, I had an animated show called Chicago Party Ant come out on Netflix, which is great. So the first season is
exciting
there for that. Yeah, which is great.
Is this an adult animated show?
It's an adult animated show.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, very
Chicago
adult.
Chicago Party
Ant.
Ant.
Aunt, I guess, to the cultured.
I say aunt.
I say aunt, too. And I also have a deal. I'm under a deal at NBC Universal right now, so hopefully there'll be things to report from that.
Okay,
soon.
Good.
Wonderful.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And don't make anyone go through 25 auditions.
I never would.
You want it. That's good being on the other side.
Exactly. And what I'll also offer is just a basket of Imodium as people leave. Just like, here's your Pepto and Imodium gift bag.
You might need this.
Have a great day.
Oh my God. I can't believe that story.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. It really
I'm never
going
to listen to that song again.
No, it's not good.
It does humble you, I guess. But that's so great. It's such a great punchline that you got it. I mean, that's just the best.
If I had not booked it, that story would have a very different
That's true.
Song. But the, coming through, I was like, okay, I got it. Message received.
Oh my
Stay
God.
Humble.
I love it. I love it. Hey, Fox, I'm about to go shit my pants, but don't bother going in to read because I nailed that. I can't thank you enough for being here.
Oh
this
my
was
gosh.
What a great
awesome.
Story. Are you going to tell that story to Alex?
Yeah. I mean, I might let her listen to it.
Why not? It's silly.
Yeah.
It's just silly.
I did say the F word and the SH word a couple
times.
Does she know those
words?
She
hears those sometimes coming from me, so I don't think that's going to be too shocking.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
You are awesome.
Great storyteller.
My pleasure.
And to everyone, listen to the podcast,
yes.
Crimes and Cocktails.
True Crime and Cocktails.
True Crime. Yes. It's not just crime.
No, it's true crime and cocktails.
Not made up crime.
And it's with your cousin?
Is that my cousin.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
She's the best. She's the best. So funny, so smart, so good. So good at that job. Who knew?
Yeah, right.
So, one of our beautiful discoveries of the pandemic.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. And we will be right back with what we learned today.
Welcome back. Are you ready to learn some stuff, Danielle?
I am.
Great. Be prepared because a mudslide will sound like a freight train.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Koenig.
Yeah.
Is a curious bird.
I am.
Jumping on a stack of stuff is called box jumps.
Okay.
So if you're about to sign up for a class and you see box jumps in the title, avoid it.
Head the other direction.
Statistically, the only good landslide is a Stevie Nicks landslide. Mm-hmm. Watch for tilting trees and fences. Be the Robin, not the Batman.
Ah.
Free government stuff is the best free stuff. look out for Fox's new show, Daisy Puppet Lawyer.
Oh.
Weird Al is 6 feet tall. Daniel Radcliffe is 5'5".
Yeah.
So.
I nailed that.
You really did.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. And you know what? This is another tip. Make sure your hotel key card works.
Oy vey.
That sounds like something you put on your salad.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you had fun.
We really appreciate it. And once again, if you want to write to us, let us know how we're doing or just say hi. We just like a hi or a, hey, I relate to this episode because this happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us at
podcast.howtosurvive@gmail.com.
And if you want to get a hold of us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, it is Pod How to Survive. And if you want to go to our website, or should we not do the website yet?
Sure. It's podhowtosurvive.com.
Yeah.
Oh, and thank you, Garen, for being the best producer.
Garen, Garden Squirrel.
Rocks. That's a nice little jingle.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's get that on tape.
Garen.
On tape.
On tape.
Garen, Garden Squirrel, rocks.
Oof.
No, try again.
Bad.
Take two.
I can't sing.
Garen, Garden Squirrel, rocks.
That wasn't terrible. Yeah, we do sing in the beginning of our show. That's us.
We'll do better next time.
Yeah. Do better.
Do better.
Bye.
Bye.